being more in the moment. You've probably had the idea that I'll know I'm more in the moment if I feel more intense, more blissful, more peaceful. I'm saying to you, no, that will probably mean you're just trying to move. That will mean you've succeeded in moving away from it and hovering over here. And that if you feel more intensely uncomfortable, then you're probably more in the moment.
It makes me very aware that I've learned how to placate.
Yeah, to soothe yourself, to...
Everybody. Learned how to, in a situation that's explosive, I've learned how to dampen it.
Well, maybe you've spiritualized it. Maybe you have gotten adept at helping other people transcend it with you. But...
I don't know.
Well, whatever the case, I'm not worried about you. And I mean that very, very, from the heart, very sincerely. Because I don't think it's an accident that you use the word radiant. And I don't think it's visible to you as it is to them. Look over there. How radiant, how much radiance is already sitting right here? So your desire is to become more your radiance. It's impossible for that not to happen if you will just sit still a little bit more than you habitually might be doing, because there's so much radiance already there. So you're not going to have to go out and find it. It's already there. That's what I mean by I'm not worried about you. It's not like you have to go find the right place to look for it and then garner it for yourself. It's already sitting right here. All that's needed in that sense is to not go flitting off to the transcendent world. Not avoiding what's really here, because in your case, at least, what's really here is a real radiance.
Seems so impossible.
Mm-hmm. Everybody hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. She whispered that and everybody heard it. Which is the part that seems so impossible?
Well, in the middle of a situation that's uncomfortable or violent or whatever it is, that there can be radiance there?
Well,
I don't quite understand that.
No, I'm saying wherever you are, there'll be radiance. Yeah, I know you don't see it. I know. So we'll do a little impromptu poll, just so you can see the popular opinion. This has nothing to do with John McCain or George Bush or anything.
Thank God.
So the poll is: if you sincerely, don't raise your hand to be nice. If you sincerely see, what's your name?
Carol.
If you sincerely see the radiance that shines from Carol, raise your hand and keep it up. keep your hand up. I don't see a single hand not up. There might be one that I don't see because there's people behind I can't see. All right. You can cry, but look, scan the room from that end to that end, and then back again. And really look at the faces of the people, and that all these hands are up are raised as a yes to the question of, does Carol have visible radiance?